Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
Wake up, call the boys. I'm getting ready, gonna make some noise for my team, my state. Kick off, I can't wait. Set it up like the fuse, 'cause he's K-Day on the song. Stand up out and call the horse.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
All right. The center of the sports universe. Cleveland, Ohio. Pat Bradley has said it's one of the worst sports towns in America. I did see a top 20 poll today. Cleveland made the top 20. Chicago was in the top 5, surprisingly.
Well, listen, if they're going by passionate fans, yes. And, of course, they've got...
And Boston was number one. I was getting there. Boston was number one.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean,
I know it doesn't.
When you talk about success, passion, Cleveland probably should be higher up on the list.
I don't know where they were. They were in the top 20 somewhere. I don't know.
It's a beautiful city.
That is... Any of the Great Lakes cities are pretty awesome.
I mean, it's got rolling hills.
Except for the lake effect snow.
It's a beautiful
city. As a guy who lived in Duluth on Lake Superior for 364 days.
The issue with Cleveland,
I can tell you,
is ownership.
Do you want to sit over here by the big guy?
Well, no, I'm just telling him. He knows
this.
Let
me introduce our guest. This is Mike. Mike is an Ohio State fan. Mike and I went back and forth on Twitter, and then he called in and called me out for being so matter-of-fact about how there was absolutely no possible chance Oregon beats Ohio, or Oregon could lose to Ohio State in the national championship game. And I think, as we all saw Monday night, I was absolutely wrong. And
you were what?
Yeah, it's hard for me to even say it. I mean, Anyway, it just doesn't flow off the tongue. But anyway, Mike, hey, congratulations. Here's to you. Here's to the Buckeyes. Here's to Cleveland.
Thank you so much.
And Columbus,
I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate it.
So, where did you watch the game, and how much did you gloat to all your cocky Razorback friends
who make fun
of the Big Ten?
I didn't tweet much. I watched it with a bunch of friends, and it's real funny because I've been down here for 7 years now, and I get called everything from a transplant to Yankee to, hey, go back to Ohio. That's what they say to me. So, I'm sitting with all these SEC Razorback fans, and let me first say that I do not have a problem with Arkansas Razorbacks. If I cheer for an SEC team, it's going to be the Razorbacks. But just the overall cockiness of the SEC is, I got it all day long. You don't belong here. TCU, Baylor should have been one of them. So when we played Alabama, I heard it nonstop.
Oh, sure.
Nonstop. I mean, it was ridiculous how much I heard. You guys can stomp by 30. Nick owns Urban. No, he does not. You know, he beat him twice, you know, the one time.
So, two and one.
So when it was all there, when it was 21-20 in the third quarter, I started to sweat a little bit. My friends were all poking at me. Mike, what's going to happen? And then when Ezekiel Elliott, when he started playing amazing football, he couldn't. I just started going crazy.
Mike, much like Kirk Herbstreit, is an insider. He knows it's Zeke. It's not Ezekiel. When you're in the circle, when you're in the inner circle, it's Zeke.
I want to talk more about Cleveland sports.
Yes, I love.
Can we let him gloat about the championship first?
Hey, it's over midnight, man. Hey, all right, after midnight on Monday, it's done. Next season, bro.
Indians haven't done anything in a while. Cleveland basketball's in the crapper.
Whoa.
I mean, the Browns.
Dysfunctional.
It's going to be okay.
I don't know how many syllables are in that word, but
if
I
you
just
had
made
a choice,
a lot more.
Wally, what about you? You're impartial. You hate them both. So yeah. If you had to pick a coach, you going with Urban or Nick Saban? That's become the conversation of lately here, now that he's won another one.
I'd probably go with Urban.
Over Nick Saban. Boy, Pat, how often do we talk about being a prisoner of the moment?
And you know what?
Listen, Herb can get it done now.
Herb now. He calls him Herb.
As a journalist?
Insider. Him and Kirk Herbstreit.
I dislike both of them.
I do too. I want to smack their heads together. But
I think they relish the role of how people view them. I think they use that to their advantage. I think they use, like Nick Herb, when he's got a little smirk, when he stands up collecting each trophy after trophy, the Big Ten Championship, the Sugar Bowl one, and this one.
The Delta Bravo of the year.
I got a picture of Herb holding up three fingers as he's talking to his wife, and he blatantly puts up three. Herb relishes that role of being the most hated man. You don't want to know why? Because he can use that as a me against the world to his team, saying they all think this, they hate us, it's us against the world. And these great coaches, they all use that.
We're going to miss Herman, though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, no doubt. We were very impressed.
You got JT Barrett.
The thing I love about Tom Herman, he was such very rarely do those guys sort of let it go. I mean, they all play it close to the vest. he was so funny, and he said stuff that, I mean, you know, he just didn't care about the consequences. He was hilarious. He was great. I think he's going
to
do really well.
How about him taking an opportunity to, did he have a snapshot of himself with the Houston hat?
Yeah.
How about that? That was a great move.
It is, but if I'm Ohio State, I don't know that I like that. It's like, look, you're with us today.
Doesn't matter now.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. So, okay, let's talk about the dysfunction of Cleveland sports and how amazingly bad the Cavaliers are with LeBron James.
I am not a LeBron fan at all. I'm not a LeBron fan.
Get out of here.
He ditched us. Bye. It's Kyrie's team, in my opinion.
Oh,
I think that this should be Kyrie Irving's team. I'm a Kyrie guy.
Okay, well, then let me rephrase it. Kyrie's team blows.
I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of LeBron. I mean, I'm glad he's back in Cleveland. Great. He's the best player on the planet, hands down. But when he left us 4 years ago, us, and I say us because I am that guy who says us when we talk about Cleveland.
That's fine.
When he left us, I was done with him. Hated him. I couldn't stand to watch. I would watch a game and hope that he went down with a knee injury. I was hoping I was that guy. When he got fouled hard
by Noah. Cramps, so that was pretty good.
When he get fouled
second
hard by
knee injuries.
When he get fouled hard by Noah or Tyson Chandler, I was like, please don't get up. Stay down for a while.
Oh my gosh, now, it's so bad.
And then when
you have a voodoo doll in too?
When the rumors started coming back that he was coming back to Cleveland, I was like, no. No. I didn't want it.
Buckeye Mike.
So then he's back, and now this whole chill mode that he has, you know, the whole chill mode when I see him.
C-H-I-L-L.
He's no Aaron Rodgers, that's for sure.
No.
That's how he would say it. Aaron Rodgers is relaxed. Chill.
So when he has the chill mode, and you know, I watched the game last night, and he did great last night, and you know, I'm just not happy to have him back in Cleveland.
So will you be upset when they package Kyrie Irving and try to get Dwayne Wade to Cleveland? Would you be upset? Is that something that is a whole Clevelanders appreciate that? Oh, by the way, Dan Le Batard continues to bash LeBron Cleveland every opportunity he gets.
I love.
If you ever watch his show, he'll throw in little digs here and there.
I listen to it in the afternoons when our guys are on break. I'll flip over there. He's fantastic.
He's one of the best sports writers in America.
Show is great. His radio show is 10 times better than his TV show.
He lives to dig LeBron now. Okay, let's talk about the Browns. How dysfunctional are the Browns?
Oh, man, the Browns are bad. I mean, I thought at the beginning of the year we were going to win 4 games.
It's so bad. Kyle Shanahan is tucking tail and leaving.
Gone. I mean,
yeah, because he's such a great coach.
Well, he's like, I don't like this situation. Matter of fact, I hate this situation.
If Kyle Shanahan doesn't like the situation, that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
A problem because he's Kyle Shanahan. He's not.
But isn't he going to Oakland? Wasn't a deal made anyway?
No. Jack Del Rio's the head coach, it sounds like.
I thought they were going to hire him.
I think maybe he's going to Denver with his father.
You think so?
He could.
That's possible.
Why wouldn't Elway hire Mike Shanahan right now?
Okay, let me ask you this, Mike the Buckeye.
Uh-huh.
You want Cardale Jones as a Cleveland Brown quarterback?
I want Cardale Jones as the starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes next year.
Oh, really? What about JT Barrett? What about Braxton Miller?
He'll be there. Braxton?
Nah.
Braxton and his shoulder can go, man.
To
He's
the
not
curb.
The same quarterback that he was because of the shoulder.
Heartless Ohio State fans.
No, not heartless. Not heartless. I heard you guys talking on the way up here. And I dare Urban Meyer to walk in that locker room at the beginning of next season and look at Cardale Jones and say, you are not my starting quarterback on this team.
I think he's already begun the conversation.
Wouldn't he have to say it into his belly button? I mean, that's
he's
a big
done
dude.
If you heard Herb's comments talking about how the brand of Cardale Jones is the highest it will ever be.
I thought he was encouraging him to go.
If you were his dad, you tell him to, I mean, look, you're not, even if he has a good year next year, his stock's not going to rise that much more, is it?
I mean, if he wins another national championship. Because look at the Buckeye schedule. I know you guys are going to harp on this, but the Buckeye schedule next
year. They're preseason favorite.
Yeah.
Do they play Iowa twice? Because if they do, they're definitely going to win a bunch of games next year.
Well, you know, it's not that tough. It's not going to get tough for another year or two on our non-conference schedule. So they're going to run the table next year. I mean, with Ezekiel Elliott.
I believe it.
With Ezekiel
I got no problem with it. I'm not going to argue.
Run the table.
Big Ten's terrible.
Here we go.
Terrible.
Big Ten's terrible.
Not terrible.
The only thing that stands in his way is Harbaugh. What can he do?
Not next year. Michigan next State's year. His biggest threat next year, I would
unless
assume.
They can move.
In the future.
And Wisconsin.
If Harbaugh can't stop him, then he's got a dynasty.
If they can move Michigan's campus to, let's say, maybe Georgia or somewhere in southern Louisiana.
Well, then why doesn't Ohio State have to do that?
Herb has roots. He has roots here and everywhere. Herb is a superstar rock star.
Okay, what about Harbaugh? He can get all the West Coast kids.
Yeah. No. To Stanford, you had Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. He's maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks ever in the history to throw a football.
No, you were talking about national recruiting base. I mean, Harbaugh can get guys from anywhere, especially the West Coast where he recruited for
I'll take Southeastern talent over West Coast talent every day and twice
Urban
on Meyer Sunday.
Well, there are a lot of guys from California playing in the NFL, Pat. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
no question.
A lot of quarterbacks. But like Aaron Rodgers. Ever heard of him?
The most talented.
The best quarterback ever.
Best.
Isn't Tom Brady from
most
California?
Most talented in the best.
Yeah. Okay. I rest my case. The best two quarterbacks in the NFL are both from California.
That does not mean that you're going to win a national championship. Okay.
True.
Where do you think Oregon gets their talent from?
West Coast.
By the way, you know what Ezekiel Elliott is from? Missouri.
Yeah.
So you've got to have your roots.
Is that close to Missouri?
You know that I got a picture the other day?
That's how the governor says it.
Chris Givens put this on Facebook the other day, my favorite, one of my favorite Missouri fans, and it was between Ohio State and Missouri, and he's a St. Louis guy, and he chose Ohio State. But just think how much better they would have been.
Petrino had,
good anyway.
Petrino had him first offer to Ezekiel Elliott was from Petrino.
Hey, at least he can identify talent. I'll give him that.
Ohio State.
Was there any doubt?
Ohio State has five players on the roster from Florida and five from Texas.
Well, you know what? Instead of messing around with volleyball chicks, he should have stuck Ezekiel Elliott on the back of his motorcycle, and he'd still be here, and Arkansas would probably win a national title by now. How are you? Buckeye Mike, I'm calling hypocrite. How much did you contribute to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cleveland when you brought your talents to the Rock? That's what he wants to know.
That's a good one.
I don't think that's like really that. Hypocritical. I just think that's unfair is what you're talking about. If you know, you should contribute. Was there a big TV show, and did Jim Gray host it?
No.
When you moved down here?
I was
here?
Trying to get Tracy Morgan, too, but...
That would have been good. Well, he's otherwise engaged. How long have you been here?
7 years.
Okay. Well, man, I appreciate you coming up, and
thank
I'm sorry. I was wrong. You were right.
Thank you. O-H.
I-O, you're very smart. I'm not very smart. You're very attractive. I'm not that good looking. All the other stuff that goes with that.
If I could close with one thing on this, Ohio State won because of the offensive and defensive lines.
No
period.
Question.
Yes, they did.
And because they have an offensive line playing quarterback.
Are they young?
Yeah, they're young. Yeah, they're young. It's a young line. It's a very young line.
What do you do for a living?
I computer repair. Fix computers.
Really?
Build computers.
That's cool.
I do that.
Can you clean all the porn off of some of the computers up here?
Maybe.
Maybe we should stick around for a minute after this.
Right. More than a minute.